From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. It has been a rough decade for shopping malls. They don't call it the retail apocalypse for nothing. Department stores lost almost 500,000 jobs between 2002 and 2017, for example. Some malls have tried hard to lure customers off their phones and computers and into shopping centers by offering what's known as experiential shopping. Well, bad news. That strategy doesn't seem to be working all that well. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has more.
The Grove in Los Angeles is the kind of shopping center that draws street performers and tourists.
We've heard of it?
I heard of it from Extra. I think they used to film here or whatever.
Thomas Vodnik and Jenny Casaus stopped by on a trip from New Mexico to visit a reality TV star's jewelry store.
We're going to Kristen Cavallari's pop-up shop.
Malls used to rely on huge department stores, but they're struggling. So many malls are now trying to be more like the Grove, drawing customers with experiences, particularly high-end interactive shops like Apple stores and Italian marketplace Eataly. So how's that strategy working?
The data suggests it's not.
John Collins with data analytics firm Thasos has a new study that finds these malls aren't getting noticeably more visitors.
I think we may not have found the right mix of experiential tenants yet, however.
He suggests the typical shopping mall may have to do more. After all, most still lack the Grove's trolley and dancing fountain. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.